This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
People say that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. I say, it's actually about how many snacks you packed.
When do you say that?
All the time, you just don't listen. This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And today we're joined by Sporked writer Danny Palumbo. Sporked is Mythical's new website where tastes are tested. They want to help you make easy decisions when it comes to the best pasta sauce or frozen chicken nuggets, and Danny works hard tasting and ranking in order to bring you expert, authoritative opinions on the best packaged foods you can possibly buy. Danny also has the kindest, most trusting face and best mustache in the
100%.
Entire Mythical office. 100%.
Yes.
We have to break
that
down
so
first.
Yeah.
Of course, of course.
You want to break down my face?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
oh God, listen
like,
not.
No, in like details, not like punching it.
Yeah, please don't break down my face.
Well, Danny, I'm really glad you're here in studio with me. It's nice to have a white man next on my left shoulder.
Sure, yeah, you don't get sick of that
makes
ever.
Makes me feel safe, makes me feel content. I love
a
it.
White,
this is your safe place.
A white guy on a podcast.
Yeah. What do they think of next?
Who knows? Well, today we're talking about road trip foods, which, Danny, you have written an article
yes.
about something similar.
Yeah.
He's written a few,
I've
right?
written yeah. a few. I am well-versed in road trips. I have driven very long distances. I drove from L.A. to, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania to L.A.
Wow.
Like a year
Dang.
And a half ago. And I've done that twice.
How long did that take?
Well, I made it like a 2-week thing. So
oh,
it,
nice.
It took a long time. But I stopped in, I'm going to name the cities, okay. Cincinnati, Louisville, Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans, Austin, and then I think just one night in El Paso, and then I ended up in L.A.
And were you alone?
I was. It was just me and my dog.
Wow. So no one fought with you about what snacks to take?
No.
High five!
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait. Is that a big concern? Fighting over snacks with your road trip partner?
I don't know if it's like, well, maybe a little bit. If you're the one driving and it's like, I don't know, I kind of have like my own thing going on. You know, I want my little bag to myself, like in the front little, you know what I mean? Like
I get it.
Open up the little front side compartment and stash like a bag of chips or something there. And like, you know, that's for me. That's my time. I prefer a road trip alone, to be honest with you. I would rather no one be in the car.
What? I feel like I'd be so bored by myself. I can't be by myself for long.
Oh, really?
I need a companion, hence why you're here
yeah.
and Josh is here. I like having friends and companions. When it comes to road trips, I always went on road trips with like my family, like my mom and dad and like siblings.
Yeah.
And my parents are from Iran, so they don't believe in snacks. Like, at all.
Oh.
So my road trip snacks were always...
What do you mean? People from Iran don't believe in snacks? Dude, every time I go to an Iranian household, it's filled with snacks.
Let me tell you what I mean. So, like, we had snacks, but our snacks were, for the road trip, a bag of fruit and a bag of roasted nuts. And my mom would bring a knife on the road trip, and she would peel... fresh cucumbers and split them and hand them to my dad while he was driving and back like this to feed the kids.
I love that so much.
So my road trips might be a little bit different than your road trip snacks, but like that was just my, like when we would drive to Vegas,
yeah,
just a bag of tangerines and a bunch of cucumbers with salt and limes. That was my snack.
I love that, though, because it, like, makes the car super aromatic also.
Yeah, that
like,
helps.
This is a little off topic, but I was on a flight recently, and there was a couple next to me,
mm-hmm.
and the woman was just peeling an orange for her husband,
yeah.
and I was sitting next to them, and it was the most delightful smell.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I believe in monogamy. I think I want to get married
I'm
now.
Telling
it was
you,
just
man.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
And fresh fruit is great, yeah, because it's, like, super healthy. Again, the smell, it's like not going to make you feel like crap.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one for sure.
Yeah.
I wrote an article for Sporked about why I like gas station eggs.
Yes, I saw
which
that.
Which is a little... Mm-hmm. People,
smelly.
Everyone think it's gross, but I don't know. It feels like a safe bet.
I used to take my best friend Doris to school.
Yeah.
We would go to SMC together, and she would eat hard-boiled eggs in the car, and I would just be like, stick your head out the window, girl. Like, I can't. The smell of eggs, I can't handle. But it is the best.
Interesting.
It is a good way to get protein in your body. I do agree. Like,
yeah.
It's a handheld protein.
Wait, how concerned are you with, like, health and actually sustaining your body using food as fuel during a road trip, though? Like, should you be? Is that part of it?
Well, for me, yes. So my road trip snacking philosophy is eating relatively healthy. So when I get to a place that I'm excited to be, I am there to eat the local, like,
yes.
thing, you know? So unless, because, you know, if you're in a specific place, it's like, you got to try what they're good at.
Of course.
But, like, you know, the only time I deviate from sort of a healthy protein-filled snack is I'm like, okay, what are the bag of chips in this area? What is the, you know, jerky or the jar of weird hard-boiled eggs at, like, a general
yes.
store or something?
Yes.
I'm like, I have to try it. So those are the things that I spring for. But, like, I do, and this might out me as, like, a food snob or something, but I'm like, I think the saddest thing you can do is, like, eat at a Subway at a gas station while you're on a road trip. I can't do
oh,
it.
Oh, that's all I
can't
I do.
Do it. Is it? Oh, I can't.
Well, because we use coupons. We're
okay.
a big coupon family. me and my
mean?
Husband. My husband has so many Subway coupons, you guys. So many. So
yeah.
we have him, like, just in the car in case, like, he's like, hey, do you want to stop? Like, if we're ever on a road trip or, like, driving to, like, camping or something, it's always Subway. And it's consistent.
Wait, to confirm?
But I agree.
Yes. I have done it many times before.
Yeah.
I
to confirm
have,
Nicole's extreme, to confirm Nicole's extreme couponing, she once sent me a text and was like, yo, do you want to go to this revolving sushi bar tonight? And I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of busy. She goes, no, I have a coupon. It expires tonight. And I was like, I don't know. I'm still, doesn't change the fact that I'm booked. And she's like, fine, I'll send you the coupon in case. And it was like $5 off on, like, spending $100 or more. It wasn't like a free
mean?
Meal. It was $5
right.
off.
$5.
Nicole,
they come in
you
handy.
Are getting,
you get coffee for tomorrow.
You are getting scammed in that situation, not the sushi bar. You're going to
you know
order
what?
So much.
You know what? You say what you want, but I am hurtling towards becoming an extreme couponer, and that's my greatest privilege. Like, I'm
yeah.
happy to be that person.
Josh, who doesn't love savings?
I guess.
Josh, what do you eat on road trips, my guy? What's your road trip snack du jour?
Man, okay, so road trip snack philosophy here. I do agree with Danny, because if I'm going on a road trip, that means that I am going somewhere to eat, right? Like, I plan my entire vacations around whatever the regional specialty is. If I'm going up to Central California, I'm trying to find the best Santa Maria barbecue or whatever. If I'm driving up to, like, Sacramento, the Bay Area, and I'm going up the 5, I'm stopping in Bakersfield or Fresno to get either Basque or Punjabi food. You know, so I am, like, finding these special spots along the way. And so most of the time on a road trip, I'm just starving myself. I'm going pure austerity measures on the road trip. I have caffeine so I don't fall asleep and die at the wheel. But then after the caffeine becomes PM, which is piss management. Piss management is the biggest part of a road trip for me because I have the bladder of a child.
100%.
Yeah. And I never want to be the person who, one, inconveniences my road tripping partner.
by having to pull off and pee. And then two, if there's no available bathroom, I grew up learning that if you get caught publicly urinating, you'll be a sex offender for your whole life. And so I am so scared to whip my dingle dangle out underneath my basketball shorts in public and take a pee-pee.
I'm with you. It's my biggest gripe with Los Angeles coming from like a Pennsylvania. I'm like, I can't just pee outside whenever I want.
No.
I can't do that here.
You know, guys, this literally happened to me last weekend. We drove to Bakersfield for reasons. I was with my husband and my mom and dad, and we were in really bad traffic. And then David's like, yo, I got a pee-pee. And I'm like, don't go outside. You'll become a registered sex offender. He's like, shut up. I'm going in the bush. And then so that happened. And then we also had to stop for my dad to pee too. And there was no bathrooms. They like couldn't wait. And I'm like, can't you guys wait? And they're like, no. And I'm like,
I once urinated myself in the car. I just peed my pants because there was no other option. I was stuck going up.
You didn't have a Gatorade bottle somewhere?
I had a can and I was afraid of lacerating my ding dong. And so I was driving up to Santa Barbara, and a tree had just fallen over and blocked when the freeway bottlenecks to two lanes. And so we were stuck there for like 4 hours, and there's a cop like right next to me. And I'm like, I can't just whip it out. Yeah. And so I just resolved
this is fully a nightmare.
I felt trapped, man. So, it was like a found footage horror film.
That sounds horrible.
So wait, I have maybe a few additional questions.
Uh-huh.
So the you were driving. Mm-hmm. You just peed your pants right then and there.
Yeah.
And so seat soaked, pants soaked. Yeah, I mean, how did that feel in the moment?
That sounds barbaric. What I did is I found a gym towel in the backseat of my car, and I stuffed
I
thought you were just gripping the steering wheel
Well, no, I stuffed that into my pants like a makeshift diaper and then peed.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, now it you makes made sense. A diaper.
Good job.
You made a diaper.
Way
that is
not that bad.
That is, like, resourceful.
Thank you. I'm a very smart young man.
I don't think I would have thought of that. I think I would have done what I said, just pee my pants.
No, you guys always got to have a towel, a plastic bag, and a Gatorade bottle. Also, a knife in the car. These are all things you need to have.
I do have knives in my car.
Yeah, good. For the cucumbers.
To feed your children. Yeah,
for cucumbers only.
You know what I really like, too? I like corn nuts. Corn nuts is probably my favorite modern snack. Corn nuts and Chex Mix, I think, are like the top tier. Also, Bugles. Big Bugles fan.
Wait, Nicole, are you separating modern snack and like ancient Persian snack in your mind? Is that what you're like, what the dichotomy is?
I guess. I'm thinking of road trip with my parents versus road trip with my friends. That's like how my brain is like processing this.
Would you ever eat corn nuts outside the context of a road trip? Like, would you ever buy corn nuts to eat? Because I have a theory about road trip food. Do you?
Yeah.
When's the last time you bought
Bugles?
Corn nuts?
Never.
Okay.
When we had them on the show, I had a packet of the ranch ones, and they were good.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Yeah, I know.
Ranch corn nuts.
I know those are bomb.
I think going on a road trip, it like allows people freedom to eat random snacks that they never would even in their daily home life snacking. Or if you're like stocking snacks for, say, a Super Bowl party or whatever, you're not going to get like corn nuts. You're not going to get like weird pickled sausages. You're not going to get the loose beef jerky that's just in a drawer by a cash register, you know, in Barstow. Road trip, it's freedom. There's nobody, especially if you're alone, then there's absolutely no judgment, and it's kind of beautiful. Like, I'll get a bag of, like, Chex Party Mix. I'll get a Tijuana Mama spicy pickled sausage. I'll get a loose sheet of beef. I'll get Trolley Sour Eggs, those little gummies. And then, like, the biggest diet energy drink you can possibly imagine. And I'll just sit there and just let all the sugar and gelatin and salt and caffeine and just gross artificial sweetener wash over my body, and I love it.
I am big on the diet energy drinks as well for a long road trip. Because at a certain point, you kind of get sick of coffee. You got to go to like the weird, like, you know, zero sugar venom or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's really going to take off a couple years of your life. I think as a whole, I do eat like the road trip style snacks in my day-to-day life. But like, you know, I buy a bag of beef jerky maybe at the store here. When I'm on the road, I'm like, nah, give me like the giant, you know, 3 foot long. It's like a huge lollipop that you're kind of snacking on. Like that's what I spring for. Cause they sell them in like giant, like 4 foot sticks.
Wow.
Especially in like Texas or something. Yeah.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Danny, explain your hat.
Oh, this is a Bucky's hat.
Whoa.
This is, do you guys know what Bucky's is?
I think I've seen you talk about it or post about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so fitting for the topic, this is a gas station / convenience store in Texas that has sort of branched out into the South.
Mm-hmm.
It is a massive gas station. Some of them, I feel like, have like 60 different pumps. The store is the size of a Walmart.
Wow.
They have every like snack imaginable. They make their own brand of like dishware.
Cool.
I feel like it's a place where you can also buy like random knickknacks, like trophies or something. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is gigantic. And it is like the iconic like sort of like road trip or gas station stopover in Texas.
Nice.
It's
I want to go
Bucky's.
To a Wawa.
Yeah.
Can someone say, where's the closest Wawa?
Well.
Could not tell you.
I mean, I think it's only east. It's probably eastern Pennsylvania. Because in the western Pennsylvania, we have Sheetz, which is the Wawa sort of.
Counterpart
that. Yeah, there was a big argument over Sheetz versus Wawa, but
everyone says Wawa, Wawa, Wawa.
I went to Wawa for the first time in Atlantic City at like 2 a.m. I was getting absolutely just smothered drunk. I was getting knackered. That's a good point.
Smothered's pretty good too.
Smothered's pretty good. Anywho, I had a couple adult beverages and I spent $40 trying to beat the top score on a Papa Shot machine that was right next to a blackjack
sure.
table. Because I was in Atlantic City.
What is going on?
I don't know how to gamble, but they had a Papa Shot basketball machine. Anywho, point is, I was sweaty, I'd been drinking, and we found a Wawa driving on the way. I was not driving. On the way home. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the best experience of my life. And Emperor's not wearing any clothes, Nicole. I'll tell you what. And this could be controversial. People are like, they make good sandwiches. And I suppose they do. But I think it's like when somebody from the East Coast visits In-N-Out for the first time, and they're like, it's just a hamburger. And it's like, yeah, dude. That's the point. It's like it's a hamburger. And that was the same thing for me with Wawa.
Yeah.
It was like it was a 7-Eleven with somebody making sandwiches fresh.
It's a great that's a great point. There is like I don't think there's anything like overly spectacular about it, but if you're from the area, I mean it just lives in your heart.
Sure.
As like a super special place. That Wawa for sure. I mean, I've been to Philly a few times, which is on the other side of the state from where I grew up, but that is a place specifically for the inebriated, the drunk, the rowdy. Like those types of people. Sheetz to me on the western side of Pennsylvania feels like it's more like, oh, these are like truck drivers and people going to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I don't see like many
it's
like
classier.
It's a little bit classier.
A step up.
But Wawa is a chaotic, wonderful place that we should protect at all costs.
Fully agreed. I feel very protective. Like 7-Elevens, I know it's a big worldwide chain, but like I love 7-Elevens so much because like they'll have innovations like the Crystal Light Diet Slurpee. They figured out how to take Slurpees and make them zero sugar. It's got a lot of other things in it that really make your throat burn and gives you a very upset stomach on a road trip. But sugar-free Slurpees, I highly advocate for.
I will also say this about 7-Eleven. For Sport, when we can't find like certain things, they're like, oh, they won't deliver it from Instacart. I'm like, I guarantee 7-Eleven has this bag of chips I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they do. They always carry like a wide array of stuff. They carry Hers, which I love, like all kind of different Hers flavors. Mm-hmm. And I know I can go there. And they like rotate it often. So like their chip selection is like good and it's changing a lot.
I love AMPMs the most.
Oh,
I just think they're cool. And also, I went recently and they had wrap snacks. They had Little Boosie wrap snacks. And I'm like, that's
oh,
awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Free Little Boosie.
Wait, is...
Free Boosie.
Is AMPM Tungus? Is that the commercials?
Tungus. Tungus. Yeah. Tungus. That's it's an acronym for
Tim? Tim?
It's TMGS. Too Much Good Stuff is the acronym.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's a very smart marketing campaign. Also, they have Orchata, which is another I would advocate for as a great road trip drink. You got a 44-ounce Orchata, and you just fill it up, and then you just get sweet, milky goodness like an IV running into yourself. Because that's like another thing that I believe about road trip snacks is you need something to entertain you. So I like foods and drinks that last a long time. Right?
Yeah.
Like jerky.
Beef jerky is perfect. That's why beef jerky, I believe, to be the ultimate road trip snack. Because like 100%. Danny said, it's healthy. It gives you, I say it's healthy as if it's not just like dried processed red meat, salt.
Yeah.
But that said, I mean, it's got protein. It's got electrolytes from all the salt in there. It keeps you entertained and engaged because you got to chew it for so long. And then the salt helps dry up your pee so it has a high piss management coefficient.
Is that scientific? Does salt help dry up your pee?
It's like Josh's pseudoscience. You just have to accept it sometimes. He like makes claims and you just got to be like, all right, we'll fact check that never.
Feels like something Dr. Oz has said. I don't know.
That's a really good point, though. I agree with you. I think my go-to now that I'm going back to like friend road trips or like if I'm just like, not even friend road trips, if I'm just like out, like beef jerky and an iced coffee is like my go-to road trip snack. It is.
I like jerky. I like a bag of chips. And then I also like the Sabritas, flavored peanuts. Have you seen those?
The lime ones?
The salted lime! The salted lime I have been pimping for years. And they cost like 50 cents. It's 50 cents, dude, for peanuts. And the lime flavor is good.
Killer,
It's killer.
There is so much citric acid in those MFers.
100%,
There is too much.
I grew up on those. They used to, thanks to inflation, they're now 50 cents. They used to be like 25 cents, and it was the cheapest gas station you could get. Sabritas got into it once, like,
That's right.
Snack chips started, like, really, like, pumping for the Latino market. But, like, it used to have three flavors. It was honey roasted, it was salted, and it was spicy. And I used to rotate between those three on road trips when I was a kid because they were so damn cheap, and it just fills you up, dude. Yeah, wait, peanuts. Peanuts in general. Yeah.
Peanuts.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. All three. It's good. It's good
for peanuts.
On all of those?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're synonymous with planes. Okay. Air travel.
Not anymore, though, because everyone has peanut allergies.
Oh, that's true. Well, they ask you now, though. Well, I guess it's mostly pretzels now. You're right.
Yeah, or gluten-free snacks.
That's I've been getting popcorners. Popcorners on planes. Does anybody know what the hell a popcorner is?
It's like a Quaker chip. Same thing. It's like the Quaker chips.
Well, it was pop chips. They're the puffed potato chip that are like very low calorie and like taste about 30% as good as a normal potato chip.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started making popcorners, which are their tortilla chip equivalent. But then it's just still made out of popcorn. And they started putting like a kettle corn sweet and salty seasoning on it. And that's a really good snack, man. That's a good airplane snack that translated into my own home because we got two mini bags of them on a plane. Ate them real quick. They gave us four more, ate all those, immediately went to Ralph's, bought the family-sized bag of popcorners, started slamming them in the house.
I know this isn't about air travel. We're talking about road trips. However, when you are on a plane, I just didn't realize you could do this. You could be like, hey, give me four Biscoff cookies. And they're like, okay.
I'm all about the Biscoff cookies.
They just give you whatever you want, man.
Yeah. Cheez-Its and Biscoff cookies.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
and
the best.
Biscoff also makes a cookie butter.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
I know all about that cookie butter, baby.
Yeah.
All about that.
Are there any road trip snacks that, like, you think are missing? Like, what do you want in a road trip snack that you don't think currently exists?
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, I think it exists, but this is just something I started dipping into. But thinking of foods that keep you active, I like a good lollipop. I like the Tootsie Pop, but maybe something that like lasts longer. What's going on?
I'm just laughing at you.
Why? Why?
You're an adult. You're an adult man with a mustache eating lollipops, man.
No, everyone, it's cool. I also wrote about this. All oral fixations are cool, like cool guy things. Lollipops, gum, cigarettes. Toothpicks. Kojak had a lollipop. That dude solved mysteries, I think.
Nobody knows who Kojak is.
I don't either, but someone brought him up and I Googled him. So
Danny, with your mustache, if you you have a very trusting face, but this works against
such
you
a
in
trusting
this.
Face.
If you were to go next to a school and just suck on a lollipop with that mustache and glasses of yours,
You'd be arrested, full stop,
Shut
man. And
up.
They'd have reason to. They'd have probable cause.
But this is this isn't a road trip context. This isn't a Josh road trip.
Yeah, he's alone in his
school.
Car. There's no children. There's no
you
children
pass
around.
Some schools on your way to a place. All right. You might be right.
Just don't get out and pee near one.
I'm gonna put this to the test. You're gonna see me walking around the office next week just with a lollipop
in
there,
it.
And just see what happens. Maybe see if someone says anything.
I think on the subject of oral fixation and stuff, I think Quench gum is also a great road trip snack.
Oh, yeah.
Do you all know about Quench gum? My sister showed me Quench gum at a very young age. We would go to Big Five, and she would just get a handful of the orange flavor, and she'd be like, here. So that was also a weird road trip snack that we had a lot, too, was Quench gum.
It claims to quench your thirst, but all it does is just, like, draw a ton of saliva out of your mouth, right?
Yeah, but it's incredible. I do love it very, very much. It makes me salivate a lot.
Yeah.
Well, is that a good PM strategy? If you're drawing all the moisture out of your mouth, I guess you'd have to spit it.
I don't know if this is TMI, but I'm very good at holding my pee. I'm like a camel. Like, it stays up there and it's not a problem. I don't have the sense of urgency that you two seem to have.
Yeah.
I just take it. And I just like a lady, I just wait there until I see the blue sign that says rest station. And I say, hey, do you think you can pull over?
That's not what I do. I'm driving 95 miles per hour.
Yeah, no.
I'm pounding the steering wheel. I'm like, we gotta go now!
No. I'm a lady and I am able to hold my pee-pee very, very well. Think, knock on wood. That's a problem a lot of women have to deal with, not being able to hold their pee.
Wow.
Not me!
What
okay,
do you think?
Quench, let me throw out another one. pumpkin seeds.
Oh,
I like pumpkin seeds.
We were big pumpkin seed people too.
Salty, good protein. They have a like butteriness or fattiness to them or something that's just like really delightful as well. But that's something I will buy a bag of and keep them up front and eat pretty much the whole thing on a road trip.
Worst road trip snack, sunflower seeds.
100%.
Yeah, messy.
Yeah, you don't want to be spitting in your car. Having a cup for sunflower seeds is bad news. It's distracting.
We did that. My family did that. Because, again, ancient snacks.
Cucumbers.
It's a very common thing. It's a big road trip snack in our family.
I kind of love the idea of like bringing back ancient snacks though to like road
trip. Amaranth.
Like making that the thing. Yeah, puff some amaranth seeds and keep them in your car. You know, have some sorghum cakes.
Yeah, carob sticks. And just spit out the seeds out the window.
Then they'll become an invasive species. Now we can't have that.
Oh, that's right.
Can't be spitting out the seeds like that. It's a problem.
Danny making school children uncomfortable with his lollipop and introducing invasive carob species to the Palm Desert.
I'm going to destroy Los Angeles.
Not so trusting anymore.
It's already doing it on its own. You don't need to help it. I like agua frescas, too. I like, when it comes to liquids, I like a good agua fresca, and I like a good Sprite, because fun fact about me, sometimes on road trips, I get a little queasy.
Oh.
I get a little bit seasick. Carsick. So I like to have a nice ginger ale aqua fresca or a Sprite so I don't vomit.
That's pleasant. If I'm not driving, I can get a little sick myself.
Yeah.
If I'm the one driving.
No, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Thanks.
I get it.
Milk.
Milk all the way.
Big ol'. I'm dead. I'm
100-degree road trip. No, you're not serious though. Milk?
I am. Well, not plain milk. Going back to the like road trips are a time to eat things that you normally wouldn't in your day-to-day life, but you love Nesquik strawberry milk. Or better
okay.
yet, I'll do y'all one better with a milk adjacent product, Yoo-hoo.
No, 100%.
Okay.
Strawberry
okay.
Yoo-hoo. There's Armenian bakery in my neighborhood is one of the only drinks they have is strawberry Yoo-hoo. And I'm like, I don't get it, but I love it. It's great.
Yoo-hoo's fine. But I like the Yoo-hoos that are in the little boxes. I don't like the...
Nope. Give me the glass bottle. Give me the glass bottle and I'm
I need the straw for control.
I need the straw for control
when I'm going on the bumpy bumps.
Yeah.
What are you off-roading on this road trip, Nicole? You're just ATVing
Maybe.
Out there, sucking down Yoo-hoos?
I'm going off the beaten path on the road trip. I'm on Zizek's Road, going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Going to Barstow.
Barstow. I mean, the greatest thing to drink on a road trip, and this is a very hyper-regional reference, is a date milkshake, because on the way you pass Hadley's Date Orchard. Date Orchard. Oh, and dates in general. Ancient snacks, meat in the modern. You're going out to Vegas. You're passing through the California Date Orchards.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wait, yeah, a good old where do I get milkshake. This date milkshake?
Hadley's.
In like Palm Desert.
Yeah. I would drive out there right now for a date
shake. Okay, because I love dates and a smoothie milkshake. Okay. Ooh, that sounds delightful.
Wow, that is so good. That is the best answer. Beef jerky and a date shake.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more to need, right?
I guess the podcast is over now, huh? We found the two things needed.
Because then that beef jerky, it's soaking up all the piss.
It's Sophia Franklin, and if you don't already know, listen up. My mini-series is live now, each and every Monday, and the only person missing is you. We're dating, we're dumping, we're learning, and we're tapping into all the feels that originally brought us together. Listen and follow Sophia with an F on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nicole and Danny, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles. Josh, where are you? I closed my eyes and
I wanted
everything.
To let you shine, dude. You got the voice of an angel, Nicole.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say, and I know you're being honest.
I am being honest. Also, hey, what are y'all doing on October 28th to the 30th?
Well, I'm going to MythicCon, obviously. Danny, about you?
I think I'll be also going to MythicCon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a crazy coincidence. We're all going to MythicCon and you can come to MythicCon too. It is the biggest live event Mythical's ever thrown. It is a portmanteau of Mythical and convention. Just like Theranos is a portmanteau of therapy and diagnosis. You can get all the information at mythicontickets.com. Seriously, come hang out. Austin, Texas, land of beer and barbecue.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to have such a fun time.
I'm going to wear a hat, a 10-gallon hat.
I'm just going to be plied with so much Lone Star and brisket, and God, I love Austin, Texas.
Absolutely.
Me love too. Austin.
I lived there for 5 years.
I had my bachelorette party there. That.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to four bachelor parties in Austin.
Wow.
That's fun.
I don't know how it's happened. I know. A white guy on a podcast loving Austin, Texas. What'll they think of next?
Y'all are funny.
All right, let's get to it. Nicole, first up, we got at bassoonist7513. Man, who's playing the bassoon in 2022? Love that
it's
for you.
Hot. It's a hot instrument.
As a kid at Sonic Drive-In, I used to mix Sprite with their chocolate flavoring. Huh, nowadays they put an Oreo in their mouth and have a swig of Sprite. That's very strange. Chocolate and Sprite. How do y'all feel?
I feel less confident about the Oreo and the Sprite together. It's in my mind, it's like sugary backwash or something. I don't know. When I tried the Pilk, I was like, I think I understand it. I could be better, but maybe Sprite and... chocolate is like, I don't know, maybe that's the way to go. I'd have to try it.
I grew up eating chocolate oranges my whole life. Like we used to slam it on the table and that was me and my dad's like thing that we would do together. And I understand it a little bit, the idea of citrus and chocolate, but the carbonation kind of throws me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate soda has had a poor reception literally everywhere it's gone. It all just ends up tasting like a carbonated Tootsie Roll water. You know, because it's that artificial chocolate flavoring. It's not real chocolate.
Because
to get real chocolate, you're going to need some sort of fat, most likely, right? And so then, like, it's a weird situation. That said, Sprite doesn't exactly have citrus flavor, if you think about it. It's not sour.
It's like, a Sprite, lemon and lime soda.
I know, but it's not, like, sour. There's no acid to Sprite. Think about it.
How do you know that?
Well, there's acid in every soda, but I'm saying, think about the flavor of Sprite. It's like just sugar and carbonation, and then like that
there's
artificial
a little bit of
smell.
Tang. There's like a little bit of tang.
Significantly less tangy than Coke, though. Right?
That's
think about
true.
That.
Yeah,
you're right.
Coke is more citrusy than Sprite, I would argue.
No.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Does Does Sprite list lemon or lime juice concentrate in it? Or because you know,
that's good, you know, like, I don't think so.
Hint of lime Tostitos like have no lime or whatever, and like other things like that. I'm like, I wonder if it actually has citrus in the ingredients.
I don't think so, but Mountain Dew does have orange juice.
Does it really?
Yeah, that's like the main flavor of Mountain Dew. It's like chemical and a little bit of orange juice.
That's wild.
No thanks. All right, next opinion. At @DDFilm_Ontario, they say, I was making rice one night and had an idea. I grabbed a bunch of semi-hot rice, pressed it flat, and put peanut butter in the middle. Then I wrapped it into a rice ball and spooned some strawberry jam on the top. Best PB&J variation I have ever eaten.
I'm into it. I don't know. That sounds good.
Onigiri? Is this onigiri?
Yeah, I was going to say, they're almost doing like a deconstructed mochi. Right? It's just a whole grain mochi. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
Instead of pounding out the rice, you just leave it whole. Rice is great in desserts, man. What a pleasant texture. It bounces off anything sweet and savory. I love this.
I love it too.
Yeah. Did they fry the rice ball or no? Did they just...
No, they just kind of made the ball and they just put it on the plate and then probably... This is very, very creative. Mm. I'm a big fan
of this. I love
this.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Super creative.
Wow. Good on you, @DDFilm_Ontario. All right, @ZRS_41, instant mashed potatoes, especially instant sweet potatoes, are far superior than scratch mashed potatoes. You never got to worry about lumps, and it saves you loads of time.
Wow. Well, I will say, growing up, my family, every time they made gnocchi, instant mashed potatoes, dude. That was just like a thrifty Italian-American like hack they used.
Sure.
I never saw them rice the potatoes from scratch. Always instant, and they were always consistent, and gnocchi can be like pretty finicky, so that got me like into using and buying it more, and I like instant mashed.
I'm not even a big mashed potato person, but when I do want mashed potatoes, I was talking about this with Jules the other day, I don't want any lumps in it. I don't want any skin on. I don't want those like rustic, chunky, Rachel Ray-ass mashed potatoes. God bless her. She's an icon. I want instant mashed potato. I want a smooth baby food-like paste that is holding butter and chive, garlic, parm, whatever you're putting in there. I want it smooth, baby, so I can just slurp it with a boba straw.
No. Instant mashed potatoes are not good. Regular potatoes are good, and they do a good job. And I mean, with your application, that's fine. Like the gnocchi application, I totally understand. Like using it as a quick fix, I get. But side by side, you gotta go with a natural potato, man.
I've never had instant sweet potatoes, by the way.
What is this person talking about? Instant sweet potatoes?
They must exist. They must exist. However, I've never seen them.
Send it to us.
Wait, is this guy from Canada? Was that one of the? Was Ontario in his name, or was that the last
person? That was the other person.
That was the last person.
Keep up, Danny!
It feels like a Canadian thing! Also, hey, you know what a super unpopular opinion is? Is
what?
Not liking mashed potatoes that much, which I don't really either. People think I'm crazy for that. I'm like, I don't seek it out.
Need to shush your mouths. Mashed potatoes are the best potato application. I'm going to read the next one before you have any time to rebut. Vega Fox Wolf says, I have had a Filipino dish called punset that was really amazing, but the worst thing I've ever had that my stepdad made was called a poor man's punset. It was made with ramen noodles, ground beef, and frozen vegetables with a ramen flavoring and lime juice. That doesn't sound bad.
No, the lime sounds awesome. Excellent. Yeah, that does sound great.
Are they talking about punset? They spelled it punset, but are they talking about punset?
I'm guessing it's punset.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the delicious like rice noodle. Mm.
I like punset. It's not my favorite Filipino dish, but I do appreciate a good punset.
Yeah, I would agree there. And the lime sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Squeeze a little lime on there?
I think they need to give their stepdad a little bit more wiggle room on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't mean to dive into their family. I don't know the situation.
He's trying.
You know?
He's trying.
Stepdads are trying out there.
Call him dad.
No, don't have to do that. Just call him Carl or Dale or whatever his name is. You don't need to call him dad. Don't need to do that.
Most people would kill for a stepdad to make him frozen beef with noodles and vegetables and lime.
You
count yourself lucky out there.
That's right.
I hope the rest of your relationship is okay.
Look, I'm team dad.
Team dad.
Sorry.
Danny, you can call him dad.
It's a trusting face, man. It's a trusting face.
I'll call him dad.
All right, @Fagonia2. Peeling potatoes? Ain't nobody got time for that. I can't remember the last time I peeled a potato, and I'm not sad. Well, I am sad on the inside, okay?
I love potato skins.
A lot of things.
I like potato skins, too. What is that time? There's much more time consuming things than peeling a potato. Yes. I would think. You know, you get fast at it. You know, like, mm-hmm. It doesn't strike me as a super time-consuming thing. It is like, it's like grunt
they're
work, though. Yeah.
They're like the best thing to peel, I think. Potatoes are the best, most worthwhile
like
thing
carrots.
You can peel.
I like peeling carrots. Well,
yeah, because you can just kind of like, angle it and just like turn it.
With a Y peeler?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that is so, and then you end up with a really long peel.
How satisfying
Very
is that?
Satisfying.
Yeah.
But you don't have to peel carrots. That's the thing.
What?
An unpeeled carrot, like especially roasted, I think is just abjectly better than a peeled carrot. Whereas potatoes, not the case.
I actually do. I think I am with you there. I eat carrots with the skin on all the time. Just wash it.
Swash it. Well, or don't even do
you
that.
Guys?
The heat's going to kill it.
No. You peel your carrots. You don't peel your potatoes.
You are crazy, Nicole. You're out of your GD mind.
Yes, correct.
You're a loose
but I am
cannon,
correct.
Maverick.
Is that a
You're
Top Gun
dangerous.
Reference?
I think so.
I've never
I don't
seen
have
Top
strong
Gun.
Enough teeth.
Don't want to watch it.
I don't have strong enough teeth to go like Val Kilmer does. I can't make the noise.
Cow Lady 1990 says, craisins are vastly superior to raisins. Grapes are superior to cranberries, although cranberries are good.
I love that they're working through their whole thought process.
Right.
I do like craisins, but grapes are
good.
Don't
hold me to this, but grapes are superior than... I don't know that I've had a craisin in a long time.
That's just a dried cranberry, right?
I keep... Yeah. Well, but... Okay, it's not just a dried cranberry, though. It's a dried cranberry, but cranberries are so sour that craisins are just, like, packed with sugar. It's dried with a ton of sugar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why they're saying grapes are superior to cranberries, of course, because they're both in their natural sort of state. Cranberries are damn near inedible. Mm-hmm. You ever had a raw cranberry? It sucks. So when you dry it, you got to put a bunch of sugar in it, and then it shrivels up into nothing. I disagree with their assertion. I love raisins. I ate probably a quarter cup of them this morning, put them in my oatmeal, rehydrated them a little bit, and some cinnamon tea, and it was a delight. I enjoy them. Raisins.
I'm a fan of Raisin Bran.
I like raisins.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I like raisins.
I ate a lot of raisins. I've always had raisins. Every time my mom packed me lunch, I always had a little Sun-Made container, always.
I think raisins get a bad rep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
In popular culture, people are like, you know, crapping on raisins all the time. Like, why are raisins in here? I'm like, I don't know. Makes sense.
Some foods don't need raisins.
Sure.
There's one person that is responsible for all the negative raisin press, and that's like the super a-hole, crunchy, healthy parent who gives them out on Halloween. That's the whole reason. People don't like raisins.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. It's like why people don't like dentists, because they give out floss.
I'm not even going to say it. What? J.M. Dizzle says, I never got ice cream as a child. Aw. So I would mix Nesquik strawberry milk with my mom's Diet Coke and it tasted like a root beer float. I'm
pilk.
Sorry.
Pilk rises again. This
pilk.
Is pilk.
Oh,
this
it's pilk.
Pilk is for you.
It's pilk, the remix. Pilk, the remix.
Soda and milk belong together. People act like I'm crazy. You go to the Jewish delis, the soda fountains, the druggists in New York City in 1903, and egg creams are all the rage. They're mixing the heavy cream with the soda water with the chocolate syrup. This is a canonical good food that has been maligned through history. I rest my case.
I think that's a good idea. I would like the milk to be creamier, though.
I'm just sad that this person never had ice cream as a kid. Like, what the frick?
That was the saddest one we read.
That's so unfair. Yeah. What is that? Lifestyle. Yeah. Come to my house. I'll give you ice cream. Right. I'm not giving you my address.
I was going to say, throw out your address.
No, I can't do that. Can't do that.
All right. At PETA, bacon is the least important part of a BLT. Let's go.
Wow.
Disagree. It's the L.
Ooh.
No. I think the L is more important than the B. If you use the wrong L, you can use any bacon and make a good BLT. I think if you use, like, say, romaine instead of either butter or iceberg lettuce, I think that makes a worse BLT than using microwave bacon.
What are you talking about?
I'm with you.
Wait. But a bacon and tomato sandwich is as good as a bacon lettuce tomato sandwich, but a tomato lettuce sandwich. What the heck is that?
You're changing the field of battle here, Nicole, because they've established that we're talking BLTs, right? So we're saying that all the ingredients have to be there. We're specifically talking about the BLT. No one's talking about the BT sandwich. No one's talking about CBT. Don't Google that.
Shut up.
You know what I mean? It's a BLT. And I think any bacon can make it good. I think the bread is incredibly important. I think the schmear of mayonnaise is incredibly important. I think a nice, sweet, very crunchy lettuce, either iceberg or butter, Boston bib, whatever you want to call it. And then the tomatoes, of course, got to be ripe and they got to be salted.
Mm-hmm.
I want a BLT now.
You know what I like to do with my BLTs? I like to salt my tomatoes before I put them on the BLT.
100%.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe one of the most important
pro
steps.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Pro tip for
salt
a good
those tomatoes
BLT.
First.
Salt your tomatoes.
I'm with you on iceberg too. Crunchy, delicious. It's got to be iceberg for me.
People who say iceberg has no flavor,
disagree.
they have no palate. Iceberg. Yeah. Nicole, what lettuce would you use?
Romaine.
People say the same thing about parsley. Parsley has flavor.
Tons.
Bro,
tons of flavor.
Leave me alone. It's my opinion. What are you talking about? Yeah, I like romaine on my BLTs. Get over it. Take a shower about it. God.
And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Thank you so much to Danny for being an amazing guest. Danny, is there anything else you want to plug?
Follow me on Instagram at Palumbros, PALUMBROS. And also, Sporked. I write for the website Sporked. Read my things on Sporked.
Thanks for coming. You were so much fun.
Thank you.
And if you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at MythicalChef or @HandyZada with the hashtag OpinionCasserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube, where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
See y'all next time. I gotta go figure out my PM situation.